I studied for a year in England, in Liverpool, England, at Paul McCartney's little performing arts school.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first year that it was around, mm-hmm. and I was one of five Americans, and it was awesome. There were people from all over Scandinavia, and I had Korean friends and Japanese friends, and all artists that came to the school. And now it's a great program. At the time, they were still figuring out what they were doing. I mean, it was brand new, and, but it was a great experience. He was great. He had more contact with the musicians,
sure.
the students who were on the musician track versus the acting track. Mm-hmm. But we had an opening gala, and we got to sing for the Queen, and Sir Paul came out and cracked jokes and was like goofing around with us, but also saying, he said, we were in an auditorium. It was his old boys' school when he was growing up. He bought the building, put like £2 million into restoring it, and made it just a state-of-the-art facility. And so all the students were on the stage for the opening gala. The audience was filled with like dignitaries and that sort of like jiggle your jewels lady, you know, that Lennon quote, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just packed with people, and he stood there and said, I used to sit right up there, a dream about taking over the world, right in that seat. And then he turned to us and said, now it's your turn to dream. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a balancing act of trying to stay on top of your finances in a really expensive city, and then still stay in the audition market and keep your... So you're auditioning, you're doing your job for money, and then you're trying to keep up your skills and pay for coaching and lessons and things like that, and acting classes. Most of the actors I know try to stay in an acting class. It's like staying in the gym for them, you know. You've got to have some feedback, and it also helps your auditioning, you know. I mean, it took me literally 2 years to get used to it, maybe 3 years to get used to it, because there's so much stimulus and you're trying to get somewhere, your focus narrows. You tend to not, it's like this survival mechanism or something that clicks into place, where you're not looking at people, you tend to, everything gets sharpened and heightened, and you know, because you just have to. I used to, my first year there, I used to like look people in the eyes, you know, on the subways, I'd make eye contact, and people are like, why is she looking at me, you know, what, and then they'd sort of clutch their bag, and like, you know, and I used to really get pulled into like, who are you, what's your story, oh, and being in a big city environment with a lot of homeless people that are sometimes mentally ill and mm-hmm. all that, I used to really just get so depressed, like, you know, things aren't changing for the better, and I can't keep giving money to, I mean, you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So New Yorkers get a bad rap for being hard and cold and, you know, like, obnoxious and loud or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's all survival. They have to, just to keep their energy about them and keep going. Yeah. Just kidding.
So what keeps you centered then? What keeps you...
Acting, my acting classes,
mm-hmm.
being in a community of artists who know me, who can be like, I recognize you, I see you, you know? Mm-hmm. Because you can go through an entire day, like Edward Albee's Zoo story,
mm-hmm.
you know that?
Yeah.
Where he's
yeah.
I walk, you can go through entire days of not saying a single word to a person, but being in it, right?
Yeah.
It's just having a community of actors. Mm-hmm. You know, we all want... It's something you take for granted in a small town or in just a mm-hmm. medium-sized town that people know you, say hi, you know? Yeah, it's amazing to me that people can get in and survive and, you know, make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, reading the arts and leisure section, the first year I'd blow all my money on like shows and concerts and restaurants and, you know, going out with everybody and
you got to balance it. Yeah, it's about balance. I have a really great class. There are, just like everything in New York, there are so many classes to choose from. Okay. Some people are teaching and they don't even know what they're talking about. Some are in it just to be seen. Some are, you know, it's, but I've found a class that's about the process. It's about getting in, getting your hands dirty and like just, you know. And my teacher is really good about stopping you and saying, okay, that was nice, but let's get real, you know? Like, stop acting, stop performing, we don't care. We want to see the work, you know? Like, stop worrying about how you look or like, am I doing this better than the other person did it or all that stuff. So it's, I guess the expectation is just to play and commit and be open to your partner. She, one class, she walked up to me. She stopped us in a scene, right? We were doing Burn This. Do you know that script? It's just an explosive scene. I had a partner who was really into like throwing stuff, la la la, right? This person is, anyway. So the scene was very explosive. And I was sort of like protecting myself a little bit. And she stopped the scene and walked up to me and went, I never do this. She goes like this. You feel that? You feel that? And I was like, no. I get it. I get it. I wasn't being present.
Right.
Like he was doing everything to try to shake me out of my plans, like planning how the scene is going to go. And she just snapped me right out of it. And so it's that kind of work of like, trust the process. Yeah, because it is pressure. I mean, this kid I was in the scene with, he's a model, he's done films, he's like, he's working, you know? And, but when you're working in the class, it's a level playground and everyone's just in there to commit. Yeah. And I'm kind of a weird one to ask anyway, because I'm very interested in the connection with the like phonetics with geography, like with the landscape almost. And so when I hear a Canadian speak, I think, oh, you guys have space and trees and sky and like you have some space to make these sounds, like, you know?
Right.
And today I'm particularly nasal, but but I find in New York too, because you're in you know, like caverns of canyons of like concrete and cement, and you're always competing above traffic noise and people noise and stuff, that everything sort of gets flattened and just using the mask to get out, you know, get your voice out or whatever. But I, so I think I hear more space and
interesting.